The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly Road Crew Tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
All right. It is really, truly time. Take two. Time for your Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series Road Tip. Right here, Monday, August the 13th. Those of you that have tuned in, know this is not a repeat. Know this is not your stuff going backwards in time. This is us doing it right here on Radio Memphis. And if you're wondering what you're tuning into the middle of the moment that happens every Monday night on Memphis Metal Mondays, where we stop down and we talk about some cool things, about giving you some tips for whether you're out on the road, whether you're out on the stage, whether you're at some big huge event. And it's not coming from the people you think it's coming from. It's not from the performers. It's not from the band. It's actually from the people who are behind the scenes. And of course, we're catching up with Tucson, Arizona. We're catching up with none other than Mr. Jeff Mann himself. We have found him. He is the author of All In: How to Become an Overnight Rock and Roll Roadie Success in Just 20 Years. And of course, he's done a lot of other crazy cool stuff. And I'm so glad he's here. Let me go ahead and bring J-Man on. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, D?
Look, okay, let me tell you what I did. all right. I'm scatterbrained. I'm distraught. My road crew leads me to water. You know, you guys are so important because, I feel like when I'm in these moments, man, I feel like I need a handler, right? So I thought, oh my God, something's wrong with J-Man. I couldn't get you on the phone. All right. I couldn't get Kenny. Now, mind you, Ken Barr, he checked in earlier this afternoon going, hey, am I on? I was like, no, J-Man's got it. You're good, baby. Go to sleep. You're good. Couldn't get him on the phone, man. It was all good.
I'm very rarely flaky, but I'm here to deliver the goods for you. You can count on me. I'm here now.
I called Dan Stevenson, man, and I wrecked his stuff.
I got you. Anybody but me today.
You know, it's going to look, let me tell you what you drove me to, okay? I was like, all right, uh-oh. I don't even know if I'm going to find him. So I quickly pulled something up, and I literally went into some stuff. Look, let me tell you the title of this. Wipe Your Butt and Hit the Road. These Are All the Tour Tips You Need article.
Oh my gosh, you were going to do your own roadie tip.
I did, and I wound up doing this off of this chick who actually was a roadie for the Screaming Females punk band for 2 years and writing it out of the van and stuff, and so I read her memoir as a tip because I didn't know what to do. See, I'm so glad you're here.
All right, well, I've got a good one for you today, so I think it's going to be worth the wait.
All right, tip 44. J-Man, what do you have?
Number 44. Today's road tip is brought to you, just like on Sesame Street, it's brought to you by the letter P. Okay, the letter P. That letter P stands for, well, two words, persistence and perseverance.
Oh, okay? Look at you.
So if you're looking at the double, yeah, two P's, it's because if you want to have a life in the music business, and that's as a tech, if you want to be a musician, you're a singer, you're a guitar player, you're a songwriter, you're a sound engineer, whatever you want to do, if you want to have a life in the music business, you're going to have those two things in spades: persistence and perseverance.
Because
there's no guarantees, there's no job application you fill out, you can't really put a timeline on making your dream come true. It's like AC/DC says, it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. Well, I've got news, it's a long way just to the middle if you want to rock and roll. You're going to need persistence and perseverance if you want to have a chance to make that dream come true, whatever it is in the music bit.
You are so, that's about as plain and as simple as it gets on something like that. And it's so funny, you know, because Jeff, everybody gets this preconceived notion when you jump into something like this, that it's like, okay, if I do these two tours or whatever, then I'm going to be able to do this and I'm going to be able to do that. And it's almost like they try to create this quasi-weird timeline. And it doesn't even necessarily work like that, does it?
Exactly right. Yeah, and that's exactly what I was thinking today while I was going over what I wanted to talk about with you guys today. Yeah, you can't say, you know, in 9 months I'm going to be here, and then in 12 months I'll be here, because you never, never know. It's a business where there's a lot of who you know, networking, lucky breaks, things like that all come into play. So, and you know, and again, like I talk about in my book, you have to be all in. You've got to be living it 24/7, sticking with it, giving it everything that you've got if you want to make that dream come true.
Perfect. And you know what I love about you is that you're so upfront and forward and honest about when you yourself got started. And you were like, okay.
Definitely. Everybody's, you know, and you're going to start out. Yeah, man. I mean, nobody catapults to, very few people will jump right to the top of the business. You know, you're going to start out. And if you're out there right now listening and you're doing these horrible gigs and bars and you're not getting paid and, you know, or you can't get a gig, you got to stick with it. And, you know, you've got to stay with it because the chance will come, but you've got to be there for it. When preparation meets up with opportunity, that equals luck. That's that math, you know, that's that math equation. So be prepared. And that's another, there's a third P: preparation, persistence, and perseverance.
Preparation, persistence. Okay, so now we got three P's that are in the middle of all of this.
Got a lot of P tonight.
Steve. I know, man. There's a lot of P. I about peed in my pants, man. I couldn't find you. And I'm so glad you're okay, man.
A lot of P. But yeah, that's really the way it works, man. In my experience, you've got to be able to stick to it. And, you know, for everybody that it's their dream, it's, you know, it can get depressing sometimes, you know, if it's
it
not
can.
Happening the way that you want it to happen or
it
the
can.
Way that you thought it would happen. But you've got to stick with it.
Good deal. Well, that's a perfect tip right there. You, my friend, and for those of you who've tuned in, and, you know, talking to Jeff Mann, J-Man himself, I've been following your little escapades. See, here's the thing. You know, I may not, you know, comment, you know, I may not necessarily reach out and stuff, but, you know, it's not like I'm not watching. You've been all over the place.
A lot of stuff going on. Yeah, I just got back from San Jose. I was over there when I'm not doing music and production and all events and entertainment stuff. I do a lot of roller derby refereeing.
Yes.
So I was up there for a roller derby tournament in San Jose, and it was pretty awesome. I had a great time. I love San Jose.
I am so glad. And I tell you what, I think my most favorite picture that you posted was your puppy waiting for you when you got home.
You're so great, man. Oh yeah, it is. It's nice when you get home. And those dogs, I got a pit bull named Sammy, and she is just a sweetie. And yeah, when you get home and somebody's waiting there to lick your face, or, you know, it's pretty nice to see.
That's perfect. Well, honey, I'm so glad that you're okay. I mean, honestly,
all's well. Yeah, I had a little bit of a tangle up tonight, and I'm so glad that I was able to catch up with you in time to do the show, because I would hate to leave you hanging. I know.
Oh,
I love the show. And
thank you.
Know, you. I was the first roadie road tip, so I never ever leave you out in the cold. So
never. Never. And I'm trying to, just, if you leave me to what I had to do, I have to apologize to the road crew, you know, of the universe. I'm so sorry. You know, don't get me wrong.
It was my fault. I'll take all the blame. Don't worry about it.
Oh, no. Chick was funny. Like I said, no, Chick was funny about her stuff, but I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I need my road crew. That's how important you guys, are to me.
Glad it worked out.
Good. Well, listen, sweetheart, get you some rest. We'll catch up. Well, you and I, we need to catch up some and see what you got going on.
All right,
me know what you're stepping into. But, you know, until then, you know, thanks so much, baby, for sharing.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, good stuff going on with the book. I mean, it's
good.
Also, you know, promoting a book is full-time work, man. And it's just been crazy trying to get some breaks on that. But it's going good.
Good.
I actually did some book work while I was in San Jose. So,
oh, okay.
More things coming down the pipe.
Well, you let me know when you've got something coming up so we can talk about it, okay?
That sounds great. Thanks so much, D.
All right, Jeff. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Mann for you. Of course, you know, those of you who are like, he's the author of All In, How to Become an Overnight Rock and Roll Roadie Success in Just 20 Years. Beautiful thing about that is that, you know, the book itself is, you know, he'll tell you right off the bat, you know, he'll ask, have you ever dreamed of making it in the music business? And of course, he's like, you know, of course, this guy did, you know, to make a reality, he had to be all in, sleeping, eating, and breathing rock and roll 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, working as a roadie around the world for Kiss, Alice Cooper, Cooper, Megadeth, on tours with Metallica, AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, and a ton more. And of course, he winds up telling you some funny, cool stories and actually gives you some very, very cool tips. And it's been fun. And yes, you know, for that little trivia about the Road Crew Radio series, when we started doing these tips right here on Memphis Metal Mondays and Radio Memphis, Jeff Mann was our very, very, very first tip. So you guys, go back, you know, listen to the Radio Memphis On Demand and stuff like that. You probably even can catch it, all right? But for tonight, yes, for Monday, August the 13th, number 44, yes, P. You know, the word for today is P, all right, for the road tip. And apparently, preparation, perseverance, yes, you know, you need to be prepared. And it's all of it, you know, make sure, especially if you want to do this for a living, right? Right, that's what we're thinking.
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.